two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia. Welcome back to the big Tuesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
Hello, Mickey and Jane.
Here we go, people. It's going to be a massive Tuesday. The Queen's birthday honour list is out. Snubbed again.
Me too.
I am enraged.
Ropeable.
We'll take a look through the list, see who made it. Argue over who shouldn't have.
It reads like a Logie's nomination
Good
list
Lord.
To me.
And I will also get your opinion about who you think should get Australia Day honours. That's where we'll start.
All right. Well, that's a good idea. We're also going to... Oh, look, I'm very excited today. Mm. Well, I'm more than excited. I actually don't know what to say. One of my heroes in movies.
Bit of a teen crush.
Teen crush? Whew.
Dave,
wow.
We get a case of the Kevin Petersons
we
here.
We do.
This
well, I'll be very blatant about it. Christopher Atkins.
Whoa.
Christopher Atkins from the Blue Lagoon.
Wow.
Is going to come and sit next to me.
All right. Well, I hope he's got capsicum spray. Hey, we're going to do Nanny State. There's a couple of stories that are in there. The AFL have gone berserk and are demanding a list of, names you can and can't call out. From the crowd. This is their moment. This is the jumping the shark moment.
It's gone nuts.
For the AFL. You may as well stay at home and watch it on your TV, people. And there's a pig that's not allowed to be walked.
That's outrageous.
So that'll get a run.
All right. We're also going to have a catch up with our mate Merrick Watts, which
Merrick's
exciting.
In.
Yeah, we love seeing Merrick. Also, entertainment report. A lot's happening. And all I can say is the name Stefanovic.
Oh. He's coming up
again.
And Justin Bieber fighting Tom Cruise. That's all we're going to give you at this stage. High Court Bullshit, Jane, have you got it?
Yes, I have.
Fantastic.
Stand by for that and a little different type of intro for it.
All right, I like it. Here we go. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets and discuss so much more. But let's go to the top. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Long time no see.
Well, we did kind of go away together.
We did. Well, not just the two of us.
Well, no, that would be wrong weird. And awkward and kind of weird.
Yeah, but we didn't. We went away with Rob.
Rob, and you celebrated your birthday while we were away.
I did.
And we got back into town yesterday, and I thought you would have had a good time to digest everything. What'd you get for your birthday? Did you get any good, interesting presents?
Well,
anything good?
Apart from...
Because I kicked the whole thing off with the Charlie Sheen.
So, for those of you who may not know, Mick Malloy surprised me with an incredible message from the one and only Charlie Sheen. And it was a heartfelt, lovely message, Charlie. Yeah,
we might play that.
I'll get it.
Hey, we'll get that.
The message was, anyway, we'll play it for you. And it was a real buzz to me.
Yeah.
Because I'm a big fan of Charlie.
And me, I thought.
It was thoughtful. Anyway, I was waiting. You're a bit antsy. On Saturday night, we all had dinner together and you're waiting for midnight because that was officially my birthday. Mm. The clock struck midnight and out she walked into our little lounge room where we're all staying with a little white bag with a black bow on it. You were very proud that you said, Janie, happy birthday, and gave it to me. I went, I was really quite taken aback to see a gift that Mick had remembered to bring from Australia.
It's hard to get it over there with your golf clubs. You know what I mean?
Anyway, what
was it?
Well, I looked at the bag and I looked at the side of the bag and I thought I remembered and recognised the name. It wasn't Tiffany's it wasn't Gucci, but it said Liberty Bell. I thought, gosh, that's ringing a bell. Where's that from? I opened it up and there was a special voucher, Dave.
Right, Liberty Bell.
Liberty Bell. Okay. It's from a cosmetic surgery and it was $500 worth of Botox.
Oh, that's awesome. Great present.
Yes.
You'd be happy with that.
I'm very happy. And it is to be, the job is to be done by none other than world-renowned and Australian wonderful plastic surgeon, Dr. Chris Moss.
The best in the business.
The
best I did
in
my
the
research.
Biz.
Liberty
yes,
Bell.
He's the best in the biz.
They're not mucking around.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to be doing.
What are you going to get done?
Can I say, you've either had a late night or you haven't cashed it in yet. Because
how dare you?
You're not looking 100.
I told you I had a little get-together with my girlfriends yesterday. A little bit of rosé.
Happy birthday,
that.
Jane. Yeah. You've got a good crew.
Thank you.
Your family's very good. I know you're having trouble at home with Rob. I was kind of mediating.
Listen, we don't talk about that on here. You can see how we didn't get on the weekend.
Have you got Charlie Sheen?
I do. You want to hear Charlie?
This is the whole thing.
Oh,
the whole
great.
On, the whole birthday celebration kicked off with this message, birthday message, direct from me to Jane.
Well, hello, Jane Kennedy. It's Charlie. And this birthday greeting is courtesy of Mick Malloy. So Jane, I'm told that you're a mum of five. I'm a dad of five. You love a wine and a trip to Paris for breakfast with their giant strawberries.
Oh God.
Well, that sounds incredible.
I am
available. I am on standby.
Really?
For that invite. So don't be shy. You know where to find me.
Sure.
Jane, rumor has it that you're also hoping for a $10,000 handbag for your birthday.
Oh my God.
Or something from Aldi.
That's
from
line.
Your best friend in the whole world, Mickey. So, whichever comes first, this guy at the breakfast in Paris with the strawberries or the handbag or who knows, maybe I pop out of the handbag in Paris like that. Have the best day, sweetie. Mwah! I'm out.
The best day,
feels
sweetie.
So long ago. Yeah. It must have been Friday. Look at us now. Now you're 60.
Hang on. No, there's going to be an intervention. My girlfriends are going to come and get you. They don't like that you're saying that on air. They really don't like it. So you've got to change.
Well, I'll tell you what, after you cash in my present, you'll look 22.
You will indeed.
You won't be able to smile or show any
emotion.
I'll
look pretty surprised, whatever happens. But I'll let you know when it's...
Happy birthday, Janie.
Thanks, boys. Thanks, everyone.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
What did you do for your weekend off?
I pulled up a bit of fake turf at home, like a giant roll, because we had years ago when there was a drought, we thought we were never going to grow grass again. So we bought fake turf, and it's really heavy, so I've done my neck. I can't twist.
Hang on. No, that's
what?
Not an injury.
Yes, it
Picking
is.
Picking up fake turf.
It is so heavy, Jane.
Lucky you've got a temper bed you can go
honestly,
home and sleep
last
on.
Night, well,
otherwise,
that's what I did. I had to put the mattress up so I could sit my neck up.
You look really stiff.
I'm like a Thunderbird.
You're like a Thunderbird. I can't
look like a really kind of pasty middleweight Thunderbird.
Yeah. Virgil style.
Who knew that turf
Virgil.
Was so heavy?
Hey,
it
can
is.
I just say this? We don't expect much, but... I'm almost getting over it. I'm starting to take it personally. And, you know, another Queen's birthday comes and goes and once again is snubbing. I personally feel snubbed. I don't know about you guys, but I...
Well, I never expected to be on
I
the
do.
List.
You
do.
I really do.
For services
so
to...
I wait by my letterbox
beer.
Every...
Now, services to
You
what,
know
me?
I'm more complicated than that. So I do well for entertainment. I mean, we'll have a listen. Have you had a listen? Look at who...
I've seen the list and it's
who
quite...
Who has been honoured on this Australia Day
shock,
list.
To be honest.
Hugh Jackman, whatever.
No,
doesn't
great
he,
actor.
Haven't enough great things already happened in his life?
Great ambassador for Australia.
Do you think he cares? Do you think he'd know? He'd be going through his, he'd be going, Bill, Order of Australia, Bill.
Hosting the Tony Awards, Bill.
Would he care? Would he care?
I think it's important to Hugh.
So.
I think he's a great ambassador.
Yeah, he is.
Lee Sales.
Oh,
I mean, we have Lee on the show and I love her, but, you know, she's like Grant Denyer, really, at the end of the day. She's a TV host.
No, she's obviously hosting enough that people
congratulations, Lee, for doing
her.
Your job. Well done.
Who else is
All right, well, now Lee Sales. Eric Banner. I mean, what, for the castle? Do you think it was for the castle?
I don't think it's for the castle, is it? I think he's done a bit of actoring over the time, and so people recognise
Does he
that.
Live here? He lives here, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I get confused about awards for actors. I do a bit.
Ida Buttrose.
Well, she's already got about 100, hasn't she?
She's got a set.
She's got AO and OBE and AC.
And by the way, this is important. Have we heard from Ida Buttrose yet in regards to the AFP raids?
No.
Because this will tell
I'll
us who
you.
She works for, whether she's a stooge for the government or whether she truly represents the ABC.
Well, that is important.
So when she comes out and tells us, in her own words, what she makes
by
of that.
By rights, she should be pissed off with
Australia,
it.
Australia, by rights, the government has violated her business.
Yes, I know.
They have come in and robbed her.
Correct.
They've come in, tipped all her furniture upside down, raided her pants. So we're going to see. And, of course, she was the captain's pick.
That's right.
By ScoMo. Yeah, okay. So she'll feel a certain debt there.
Well, let's see her stand up against
this
that.
Is like the buttering up. Hey, Ida.
Oh,
hey.
Here's another.
Ida, here's another. Order of Australia. Remember your friends?
Keep going. There's some really bizarre ones. What about Sarah Jane Clark and Heidi Middleton?
Okay, now, not household names. What do they do, Joan?
Yeah. They are and had a company called Sass & Bide, which is a
They make jeans.
And sparkly tops.
Right.
They make jeans and a shitload of money.
And they have done extremely well. They've been very successful. But
what's
maybe
going on?
But maybe that's the criteria. Mm. They're congratulating successful people.
What about that me? What about my needs in the Queens? Okay, here it is. Well, ring us up. Tell us who you think should be nominated for Australia
Day. That's a good
idea. I think we've missed out. Ivan Milat.
Oh, well, that's silly. Why would you say that?
He got rid of backpackers. Now, have you ever run into a backpacker?
We need. Yeah, we do.
We need tourism. You go and speak to people in northern Queensland.
Milat. What are you talking about?
He's about to die. It's his last. It's the last chance. You don't want to give it posthumously.
Listen, what have you been taking today?
What's my favourite. My favourite bit of graffiti ever was in Coogee on the Coogee Bay Hotel because Coogee gets overrun by backpackers.
Yeah.
And the best bit of graffiti I ever saw on the side of the Coogee Bay Hotel was Ivan Milat for day release.
And you wonder why you haven't got a Queen's birthday honour, Mickey. That might have something
who
to do with
you,
it.
Who would you, if you had to, who would you nominate?
Who would I nominate? Yeah. Who deserves it? Oh, about 10,000 ordinary Australians who don't make it in the newspapers.
Don't go to this local hero.
Some of the nuns I know.
Some of the nuns.
Yeah, great nuns I know.
Did a good job with you, didn't they?
Well, they'd turn me out all right.
They'd be proud of you.
I would be. I know plenty of people who don't have Instagram accounts and Twitter accounts.
Junior sporting coaches, volunteers.
Who put the pies on.
Hey, you've really gone out on a limb here, haven't you? You two. You're going to get you.
Well, who else do I say? Everyone's got one.
A teacher who works with... Everybody's underprivileged kids.
But absolutely. Otherwise I'm naming famous people that have already got one. Come on, that's ridiculous. You've named Ivan Milat, so you can't talk. You don't count. Here we go.
He's lowered the number of backpackers.
All right.
That's ridiculous.
133353 is the number. We'll take your calls right after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane's teenage crush, actor Christopher Atkins in studio this hour, and then second hour, Merrick Watts too.
I'm nervous. How does my hair look?
Fantastic.
I've got to put my lips
I probably would have had that Botox by now. Probably.
Well, it's too late now.
You know what I was going to do? Give you enough just for one eye?
Oh, yeah, a little squint. A little wink going on.
But maybe I could wear an eye patch. That looks sexy.
You would look great with an eye patch.
That would look hot. Okay.
That's a Kill Bill. Yeah. You look like a heroine from Kill Bill.
That's it.
Right. Maybe I'll just put a patch on just before Chris Atkins walks in. Can I call him Chris? How forward I've been. I've got to get it all out now.
Okay, now listen, we're talking about Australia Day honours.
And guess how many? 1,000.
1,000 people got a gong.
What's going on?
Right, they're just handing them out to anyone. I didn't get one.
No.
Very disappointing.
Well, I did.
Well, I know.
But I understand why
you're a genuine chance.
No, I'm not a genuine chance.
It's actually ridiculous. Hey, 133353, who do you think has been snubbed apart from us? Matt's on the line. Matt, who do you think has been snubbed?
Yeah, it's got to be Rodney Rood or Kevin Bloody Wilson, doesn't it, Mickey?
I agree wholeheartly
as well.
They're the most Australian people going around.
They're Australian, they tour a lot.
They're completely in work all the time, Rodney... and they're making everybody around regional Australia so happy.
We all remember the legendary Rodney Rood wrong hole tour, which
oops. But you
the high watermark of that outback rural.
But isn't it Christmas songs like this that make you?
Here we go. This is
Santa Claus, you.
Oh, thank God.
Where's me f***ing bike? I'm unwrapped.
Well, that's the work of Kevin Bloody Wilson.
I wrote your f***ing letter and I come to see you twice. You worn out geriatric fart, you forgot me f***ing bike.
Yeah. What I love is the sentiment there. There's a lot of discussion right now about a new national anthem.
You're right, Mick.
And what's going on. It could easily be that or rooting in the back of the ear.
Rooting in the back of the ear.
All right.
On a blanket with the tailgate.
Okay.
Yes, for Rodney Rood, AOC.
And let's not forget, by the way, the great work of Rodney Rood. Have you got that there?
A little bit of Rodney here.
G'day, trendsetters. Rodney Rood here. How do you tell the difference between male and female lettuces? The male lettuce is the one with the slug on it.
Okay, that is Rodney Rood, Companion of the Order of Australia.
In my eyes, he is. Give us a call, 133353. Darren's on the line. Darren, who do you think should be on it?
I think someone who really embraces the true sense of being Australian, and I think they've sort of, you know, dip their fingers in a few pies around the place. Noldy.
What about me?
Oh, Is that a Noel?
All rise. See, yeah. This should be. That should be up there.
I think Nolsey could be an officer of the Order of Australia. It could be Nolsey AO.
Well, do you know why? And there's two specific incidences that have covered him in glory. One, being arrested out the front of the Crazy Horse.
Well, it doesn't get better than that,
In Adelaide. And when you're drunk and you can't get into a strip club. Called the Crazy Horse. You've covered yourself in.
If
that's
glory?
You, that's when I'd be writing a letter going, get this guy in.
What about the other one?
The other one, of course, was his. Well, is it a gig? He was in the country. I think someone threw a can of beer.
I've got the audio, though.
You got the audio. Here we go.
Whoever threw that, come up here. Come on, have the balls to come up here, not me over there. That get in the tie. Look around. Everyone look around. You're a f***ing maggot. Cheap shot. Shame that mother right there. Private school, stupid f***ing mother.
Wow, Nolsey.
That should have been his acceptance speech.
That's what we love.
We like it a lot. Woody's on the line. Woody, who do you think should get Australia Day honours?
There's Woody.
Hey, Woody, who do you think should get Australia Day honours?
Oh, Russell Coit.
Well, look, correct. Of course, he could be a member of the Order of Australia.
Yeah.
Arise, Mr. Russell Coit.
Yes.
Would he have to put his pants on for that medal? Russell Coit. I tell you what, my boys who are nearly seven, Russell Coit is a superstar.
Oh, right. Well, I'll tell you what.
So they want to meet. You know my friends. They want to meet.
Yes.
They want to meet Glenn Robbins, obviously, because he's Russell Coit, and I want to meet Hamish because he did the Lego.
Oh, that's right.
None of my friends have any. They don't care about anyone else. They care about dear old Dad, who works his ring off every night to bring home the bacon.
No, you're boring to them, and you don't deserve a Queen's birthday honour, and you should, Mick. It's not fair. He's how about Jason? Yep. Who do you think should get one?
Happy birthday, you sexy
minx,
too,
by
the way.
Thank you, Jace.
Talking to me?
Saucy.
Yes, all right.
Saucy.
No, Botox.
All right.
Saying all the right things, Jason.
It's got to be Elf Stewart, the Inflatable Brace character. So not Raymar, Elf Stewart. And when he gets it, the Flaming Crows.
Alf Stewart from Home and Away.
Officer of the Order of Australia.
Not bad.
Alf Stewart, Flaming Eck. Yeah. I reckon that could be on the cards.
You know what? I think we've got a better list than those bozos.
I agree.
Down at the...
Yes, at the lab.
And just remember, everyone, next time, write a letter or suggest... Your old pal Mickey, write the government a letter outlining everything I've done.
We'll start the petition.
All right, let's start the petition.
I mean, I own a brewery.
Plus you
I
need, you know.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
We don't have a nanny state opener?
We do.
Right.
There it is. That's it.
Was it worth it?
Someone's been goofing off.
Hang on, can we
I'm
hear
glad
it again?
We went back for it.
Ready, set.
Gotta go find it. Oh, here it is. Nanny
state. Are you sure we don't?
That's
is that
all
it?
There ever has
ever.
Been.
This is a big time.
We've been doing this for 2 years.
Can we
and
get
it's
a
been
grant,
the
grant from the Arts Council or something?
You know why you haven't got one? You know why? Because you didn't get an Order of Australia.
No Queen's Honours.
If you're on the Queen's, if both of us were on the Queen's Honours list,
absolutely
they would be giving it to us on a platter.
The Queen's a dick.
It's not her fault. She doesn't get to approve people.
Happy birthday to Prince Philip. It's his 98th birthday.
Well, he's
today.
A miracle, isn't he?
Eh? Well,
that he's still around.
Well, is he, and he's only just given up driving?
Oh, that's right. God help us.
All right. Let's get
What's
into it.
What's your nanny state? Do you want to hear it again?
All right, here's one. Yeah, give us the opener again. Nanny
state. Go.
Just so we know what we're doing. Okay. AFL. So we're going to Victoria now.
Yes.
The AFL's one of the three great footy codes in this country. Have demanded a crackdown on audience behaviour. So footy fans have demanded a list of appropriate words that can be yelled during games after supporters were kicked out by sledging. And it's not even that it's umpires now. So now you know how long you've been going to the guy umpire. You've been paying it all day. There is now
being normal.
You cannot just scream stuff out in anger. At your
what
team.
Are you talking about? Words like what?
Well, a supporter was thrown out of the Carlton versus Brisbane game on Saturday when he called the umpire a bald-headed flog.
Oh.
Hang on.
I saw the footage.
But that's what Dave gets called
every
second
every
day.
That's what he was saying. He won Australia Day honour. I award this to the bald-headed flog. But, I mean, so there's footage of this
ridiculous.
Guy being escorted from the ground for calling someone a bald headed.
But is he reported by someone?
He was escorted from the ground. No, no, the umpire heard it, pointed to him in the crowd. I know, this is crazy.
So he's
right?
supposed to be umpiring a football match.
He's supposed to be umpiring a football game. And this is what happens when you offer the umpires a little bit of protection and you say, you know what? The players are being, we're going to crack down on players. Now the umpires think they're running a kindergarten. So not only are they having a go at players, they're now pointing to people in the crowd they want ejected.
Oh, my God.
This isn't the most precious thing I've ever heard. Mm. So listen, so he kicked out for calling him a bald-headed flog. This comes after another fan was booted from an AFL game for calling an umpire a green maggot. Now, long as I've been going to the football, there's been two calls.
Yeah.
Chewy on your boot.
Yeah.
And you're a white maggot. Yeah. And it's just like a time-honoured...
Yeah.
Is this because the maggots have got together as some sort of...
It's a vilification of maggots at some level. So I believe the AFL have now jumped a shark and officially encouraging people not to go to the footy.
No.
So you know what this is going to be like? This is going to be like the tennis soon. It'll be like the tennis. You know when you pay your money and you go sit in the crowd at the tennis and you can clap and applaud them, but you're not allowed to talk while they're playing.
That's
you're not allowed to...
But that's fair
you'll
enough.
Be ejected if you call out anything at all during the play. You're going to have to sit there, be good. Here's the thing, people. Do what I'm going to do, which is stay home and watch it on my telly with my mates.
So hit him in the pocket.
I just say don't go. This is total.
That's rubbish.
So they've also, listen to this, Jane, just before I go.
I like it. You're so angry.
So the Richmond Football Club, my football club, have written to the AFL going, on behalf of the cheer squad, can you give us a list of names that we can use when we want to express our dissatisfaction?
Our disdain at the score.
I mean, this is what it's come down to. This is the most incredible thing I've seen. This will come
but back. This is not serious.
What are
they're
the words?
A list.
No, no, they are.
What words can we use?
Oh, it'll be nincompoop. Ne'er-do-well.
Numbskull.
What are you doing?
Doesn't quite have the same
ferocity. No, it does not. That is nanny
You know what?
State.
I'm almost cooked with this. I'm almost done.
Oh, well, that's fair enough.
I'm not
going
to go to the football and sit there and be frightened of enjoying myself. Or venting,
you've said
or applauding, or booing, or cheering.
And that's why you should get a Queen's
it's cooked.
Birthday.
Yeah, all right. Who else, Jane?
Nanny State. Let me just look through. Is it the guy with watching the crickets?
I'll tell you what we're going to do.
Yeah.
We've got a pig that's been nanny stated because he can't go for a walk. We're going to come back. We're going to go to a break.
All right.
133353 if you've got a nanny state. But when we come back, we're going to talk to Matthew Evans, who's the owner of Grunt the Pig, who's been banned from being walked on a leash.
Because
he's a pig. It's discrimination. Okay. We'll get to that.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Rules. Oh.
This is the world we live in.
We got some rules around here.
Are they joking?
You believe that you are special, that somehow the rules do not apply to you.
This is anarchy.
We should write letters.
Has the world gone mad?
Now what kind of a society is it that would allow such a thing?
Kennedy Malloy.
The rules have just changed.
Living in a nanny state.
Yeah. You're always making things difficult.
Great segment.
Now...
That sounds like
either someone got very busy in the break, or you've managed to find an opener to a segment called Nanny State, which you were adamant didn't
exist. That's what I played before, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. What you played went 2 seconds.
Nanny State.
That's what you played. Do you know how many stations we're on?
Yeah, 70-something, I don't know.
70-something stations. Yeah. Do you know how many listeners we have accumulated?
Millions.
Millions.
Yeah,
and you've denied them.
You've really
here's
annoyed
the thing.
Everyone.
I wanted to get to the point quick because Christopher Atkins is not too far away. So I thought, you know what I'll do?
He's sitting out there.
Nanny State.
He's good to go.
Oh, I'm
minutes
nervous.
Away.
I'm nervous.
You'll need some capsicum spray if he's sitting next to you. Watch yourself, Chris.
Oh,
you're going to
be attacked by
a
middle-aged woman.
I'll put my hands
behind my back. All right. Hey, we're in the middle of nanny state. Before, we vented a bit on AFL rules, which are just preposterous.
Ridiculous
and unworkable.
Rules.
And will result in the crowd behaving like the tennis or even the golf. Quiet, please. Don't talk. Yeah. Players are playing. Stupid. The umpires don't want to be distracted. Well, I was watching Today Show.
Mm-hmm. As you do.
Over the weekend, and this story, I'm the one who's watching the Today
now,
Show.
Now, I was about to say, oh, look, you watch every day the Today Show.
I like the Today Show. I'm doing my bit. I'd like to help out if I could in any way.
Well, you haven't been of any use so far,
I talk about them
now's
a lot.
Your chance.
All right. Well, I'm directing this story. It's a classic nanny state about a giant pig named Grunt who's facing an $800 fine because it was walked on a leash. Have a listen.
Sparking quite a bit of outrage in Wangaratta in Victoria, a pet pig called Grunt has been banned from walking the local streets, even on a lead. The council's threatening Grunt's owner with an $800 fine. Now, Grunt does weigh 300 kilos. He has big tusks and teeth, and there have been complaints that he can be a bit menacing. He's even taken food from some children, and he's apparently breaching the community amenity law.
Can we send Stevie to Wangaratta?
To Wangaratta. There's a segment in it. You're absolutely right.
I'm about 300 pounds and I've stolen food off children.
I was going to say, what's the big deal?
What's the big deal? It's out there.
Why wouldn't you celebrate this? Why wouldn't you say, what can we do to help celebrate the fact you've got a ginormous pig? Let's make you into.
I would have thought that would make Wangaratta a more exciting place to live. What's our station in Wangaratta, Dave?
Well, we're heard on the border, so that's Albury and it's Triple M.
So everyone up there, ring your council, get involved. We've got the owner of Grunt on the line right now, Matthew Evans. G'day, Matt. How are you?
Howdy. Grunt's here too. You going to speak?
Can you hear? Wait.
Oh, how cool.
Hey, Grunt. That's fantastic.
Tell us the story.
How's Grunt's demeanour?
Oh, Grunt is very calm. He's just sitting here right next to me. I'm down on the ground, though.
Now, explain to us how you ended up with a 300-pound pig first as a pet.
He's a rescue pig. Someone bought him for $1,000 and shipped him down from Sydney and realised that he's not a teacup pig.
But he wasn't.
He's not fully grown.
He wasn't bought to become prosciutto, was he?
No. He was bought to be a pet. He's always been a pet. He used to live inside before he leant on my dining room table.
You get one chance. Now, listen, as you were walking him, what's the first sign of trouble? Were there people complaining to you when you walked him, or were you subsequently got a letter? What happened?
Oh, everyone loved him. I have not heard any complaints. And this whole taking food off children has come out of nowhere. Kids have fed him in the past, but I don't know about him running up and snatching food because he's on the lead right next to me all the time.
Yep.
Do you suspect that there's one cranky person at the Wangaratta Council who's on top of this? What's going on?
Seeing how the mayor didn't know about it until Friday, I would say there is just one cranky person.
Hmm. Is he upset?
And that's all it takes.
So what's going to happen? You can't walk him now. He's not going to sit at home and just get fat, is he?
Well, he's not going to get it bad. But
how do you exercise your Grunt now?
There is a paddock that behind me that belongs to a friend of mine, but it's rapidly becoming residential.
What about a treadmill?
I was about to say a piggy treadmill.
I think we'll need a special treadmill that they walk elephants on or something like that.
Have you got any appeal rights or right of reply here, or are you just cooked? I'm looking at a notice to comply order here from the council.
We have to organise a meeting with them down the week. My mother is speaking with the mayor tomorrow, but
great.
Yeah, but that's not an official meeting.
How can we help, Matt? What can we do?
What can the people listening to Triple M 105.7 on the border?
Yeah, like you said, you can just send in a request for him to be reinstated as part of the community.
Well,
we'd love to keep in touch. Let us know how your mum goes.
Wangaratta, you're better than this. Yep. You're a beautiful part of the country. Nice. You've got some beautiful golf clubs up there. Did you know that's where we had the premiere for Crackerjack?
Beautiful.
Because we used to, they were part of a lot of the extras were from the Wangaratta Bowling Club, cool. And I've never forgot them. And we had our premiere there. It's a brilliant part of the world.
Wineries. Beautiful weather.
And I would have thought a giant pig called Grunt
walking around the main street
would be an added attraction.
Oh, I'd love to
see Matt, for the call. Good luck.
Let's get it happening.
Just before you go, we've got another caller with a similar problem. Andrew, you're calling from where?
Up at Doug. Graff Downey, Southeast Queensland.
Southeast Queensland, and what's going on? What's the rural complaint involving an animal in your area?
Yeah, the Gold Coast Council have received a complaint in the hinterland, which is the backside of the Gold Coast, that cows are mooing too much on the rural property. So they acted on a noise complaint.
That's their job. That's what they do.
It's a cow. Cows moo.
How would you stop a cow from mooing, or what do you... Yeah. That's like moving into next to a pub in the city and complaining about the noise from a rock and roll, from a live music.
It's boring.
You can't move out into the country and complain about a cow mooing.
No, you can't.
Give Andrew a prize.
Wait till they wean in weaning season and they won't sleep for a week.
No, give Andrew a prize, mate.
You got a DeWalt three-piece kit worth $1,195. Get in store this Thursday and Friday for unmissable deals on DeWalt's tools this yellow and black Friday.
So Andrew, it's time.
Good on you,
mate.
Cheers.
When we come back, Christopher Atkins is going to join us.
Go.
Jane's Heartthrob, right after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
It was the coming-of-age love story that captured the world.
What are you looking at?
Your muscles.
You're really acting silly lately, Em. You're not coming down with something, are you?
When Christopher Atkins starred in Blue Lagoon with Brooke Shields, it would change his life.
There was no place on this planet that I could go after this movie came out that I wasn't literally mobbed. I mean, where my hair was pulled, my shirt was ripped.
He'd go on to perform his hit song from the pirate movie on Countdown in 1982. And star in close to 100 movies and TV shows, including a role on Dallas.
But you told me you weren't making love with your husband. It had to be our baby.
Christopher's in Australia with a stage production of A Ladies Night, where he plays a male stripper. Not for the first time. Anyone remember A Night in Heaven? True Hollywood icon, please welcome to the show, Christopher Atkins.
This is crazy, Christopher.
You've done your homework, Christopher.
You did your homework.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe I'm sitting here all these years later.
Oh, you watch out for yourself. You're in imminent danger. Yeah. Can I just say, I didn't recognise you immediately because you weren't wearing a loincloth or had a shark tooth necklace, which was the favourite bit of wardrobe,
such a good
apart
look.
From maybe the coconut bra.
A lot of people don't recognise me with my clothes on.
How's it going, by the way? Just quickly, so you're playing the role currently in a live show of a male stripper towards the end of a career. Is that fair?
Hang on. No, I'm going to rephrase that.
What's that?
You are playing a very funny and poignant role in a theatre production that involves the story of unemployed guys trying to get together to
stripping. Now, who's coming to this show? Describe to me the typical audience member.
Well, most of them have been women. I mean,
okay, I'm going to put it to you, drunk women.
A little bit of time. But you know what? They've been making great, great audiences.
Oh, of course they are.
We actually had security on the last show because they actually thought the casino thought they were going to come off the floor.
Wow.
It was a true story. It was
Can I ask, because I'm fascinated by this, what your stripper character is? Because women who strip for men it's just pure sex. Mm. Usually there's a bit of a character or a backstory attached to a male stripper. He's either an airline pilot or an army guy.
I don't think he's like the village people.
but most strippers. Have a look at Mike. What's his name?
Oh,
Mike.
Yes.
They're all characters. Mm. Or like, I'm a naval officer. Are you got a particular uniform or over?
It's not for sex?
Yes, wow. I don't know what shows you've been going to where men take their clothes off.
Well, who's your character? Do you have one?
Yeah, my character's name is Wes. Look, this play was a very famous play in New Zealand. Yeah. It won all kinds of awards.
It's the biggest selling play ever written in New Zealand.
Oh, so it's a real...
I sound a bit stalkery.
I mean, it sounds
don't
very
sound stalkery.
But it's a real theatrical play.
Right.
And it's a real
funny.
Stage play.
What's your character?
It's hysterical. My character's name is Wes.
No, but what's he... Have you got a uniform? Do you have a...
You're sounding just too nosy.
I'm interested in what he's doing.
Nosy.
My mom, she is so funny. My sister's a PhD in cellular biology at Yale University. My brother's an emergency room doctor in New Zealand. And my mom says, "And my son the stripper." So this is what I get.
Over to me,
yes,
please. Back to me. Okay. Now,
I'll get a book out.
I'm not a stalker. Mm. I am a happily married mother of five who happened to enjoy your very fine work, Chris, over the years. And I can't even look at you in the eye.
One of those kids could be yours. If I remember a certain appearance at the Logies some time ago, would you remember that?
Do you remember what year it was? Because there's a few Logies I can't remember what I did over the years.
No, that was... Burt Newton, I think.
Oh, yes.
Right. Yeah, that's
right.
A name
from the past, yep.
Yeah. You would have been presenting an award at that
time? I think
time?
I presented it. Yeah.
Apparently you did.
I presented, yeah.
Look, I'm also a fan of, when I was talking about, the pirate movie, which we absolutely all love, that you did with Christy McNichol, who's another one of my favourite actors of all time. And it's just amazing that after these years, people just instantly... I was with four girlfriends yesterday having a rosé and I said, guess who I'm talking to tomorrow? And I think we're a similar vintage and they all just went off. Yes.
Well, we shot that picture here in Melbourne. So
yes, you did too.
I was here in Melbourne for 6 months.
You were on the Pollywood side, weren't you?
Wow.
That big ship.
Yep.
Pollywood
side. Werribee Park. Yep.
Sorry, not that I've been stalking.
Jane,
remember the ship that you...
You know a lot.
I do know a lot.
Hey, did you ever... Brooke Shields?
If I had a penny for everybody who asked me that, and I'll tell you a funny story. I asked Brooke one day. I said to her, I said, let me ask you a question. Has anybody ever come up to you and said, hey, did you ever, Chris Atkins? And she goes, no. And I went, oh, come on.
That's not fair.
Are you kidding? Fantastic.
Chris, you're a good sport, we know, and thank you for coming in and chatting to us today. And, of course, you've got the show on at Crown for everyone in Melbourne. But people can fly down. If you haven't seen the show yet, come to Melbourne and see the show.
Where's it going to, Dave? You bet. So this weekend, so Friday and Saturday at the Palms at Crown in Melbourne, the Horsham Town Hall in Victoria on Sunday. Then next Tuesday, you're in South Australia at the Sir Robert Heltman Theatre, the Chafee Theatre in South Oz, Middleback Arts Centre, Hopgood Theatre and the Northern Festival Centre as well.
Right.
Hey, we'll tweet those out at Kennedy Mall too.
You're going to see a bit of the country.
But I'll tell you what, there's so many new shows on Netflix and that we've been watching. I'm seeing lots of resurgence of actors from the 80s, 90s. We'd love to see you back on our screens.
Come on. Get involved.
I'm actually bringing projects here to Australia now.
Oh, please do.
We hope to see them.
That'd be great.
Hey, good on you, mate. Thanks for swinging by and good luck with the show. You're a naval officer, aren't you? Is it a naval officer? Were you Army?
Merrick, what's up next? Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And this one promises to be an absolute cracker. Where'd you meet your partner? Quick, now. Work. Okay.
All right. Yeah,
Dave,
work.
Where did you make your
work?
Work.
Work.
Oh, jeez.
How about you?
Venues.
Which one? Not to be named.
we'll get to the bottom of that. There's a very funny one, and
there's
we may take calls on it. I want to get to the bottom of.
Okay. I have got, I call bullshit.
I love this. It's a Monday fixture. You go through the women's mags.
I do.
And we try and guess.
And I just read out headlines. Which are real and which are.
Call it rubbish.
An entertainment report. Yes. As a science,
there's
I call bullshit.
There's a big bastard entertainment report. One headline, Bieber wants to fight Tom Cruise. Yes. I'm all for this.
Poor example.
And I know who I'm barracking for.
Yeah, me too.
I'll take you through it. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start at the top with this bloke.
Merrick Watts has now made a few appearances on this show, and I'm sure it's because of his astute observations and biting wit.
I sent Jane and Rob a bottle of wine to try, and they sent me back a photo where they look McHammered. I'm not going to lie. And
the lighting was terrible. I almost didn't send it.
I don't think it was the lighting.
No doubt armed with a cheeky mixed dozen, please welcome back Merrick Watts.
There he is.
Good afternoon to you.
A cheeky bottle would have been sent from the grapes of mirth, is it? This is your business?
Yes. Thank you very much. Thanks for the plug. You're desperate to plug something, Nick.
I do. I like it.
It's a good plugger.
Because we're not going to pay you anything.
No.
So this is as good as it gets, man.
I like how you tell me that, like I don't know how Triple M works. That's fantastic.
I forget you're an old campaigner.
Now, when I come in here and I want to leave with some payment, I just go over to the photocopy machine, get my handful of Reflex and bugger off.
We like to support our colleagues, especially those who have diverse careers as you do yourself.
Yes, indeed. Hey, what are you up to at the moment? What's causing it? Now, there's a rumpus at home. In the home front. Have I heard this correctly?
Well, I actually want a bit of an opinion on this from both of you because, sometimes people get really excited when they open up a bag of, say, Twisties or something like that and they find what they think is a Twisty that looks like Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And they go, isn't that amazing? Or a bag of chips and it looks like Prince Charles's head.
Or toast comes out of the toaster and it looks like Willie Nelson.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. So I've got a plant at home and now this is it's kind of like a little fern and it's kind of dropped its leaves. Right, and it's what they call like an elkhorn. Yeah, it's like
a small
fern thing. Anyway, it was just there, hanging on the wall, and had a friend around on the weekend, and I couldn't help but notice, and after a couple of drinks, that he was staring at this this plant.
It's gone into hibernation, I think you would say.
Super hibernation. It's lost all its leaves, and now it looks it looks a lot like a lady's Huawei. Is what it looks like.
Okay.
Well, as you said, one of the exhibitions at Mona in Tasmania on the wall that they have there.
I recognised a few of them. Now, listen, can I put this to you? I've had a look at the plant.
Yes.
And
yes.
I've got it in front of me. Can I give you one bit of advice?
Mm.
To not invite Dom Burke around. To your house because that
he doesn't want to be working on this plant to revive it.
You'll be dry humping your plant. before.
You can imagine how Don Burke would bring that plant back to life, can't you?
He would revive it, and the only way he knows how.
So people are coming over, they're distracted, you're talking to them, but they're not looking at you, they're looking at the plant, because it looks like a woman's private bits. What do you deal with? How do you deal with this scenario?
And I've got children too, Mick. I've got a 7-year-old and a 9-year-old, and I've got something in our own house.
How do they not unsee that?
Exactly. It's super graphic. And I said to my wife, I said, it's too graphic. She goes, it's just a plant. I said, well, I don't know. If you have a close look at it, it looks like a lady's Huawei.
Well, I have to say there are a lot of plants that end up looking just like a bit of a hoo-ha.
Hedge trimming that, or is it genital mutilation?
Plants have a very crazy way of displaying themselves at certain times of year.
Yes.
And take on different postures. Some of my girlfriends have posted me photos of some of their plants that are quite
erect.
I'm
glad you said plants.
I don't know if we're speaking in euphemisms anymore. You're talking literally about your friends' Huawei.
It's not the 70s anymore, guys.
I'm sorry, no.
So what have you done? Have you got rid of the plant? Is that...
Well, at the moment, I've turned it into a shame profile. I've turned it around facing the other way until it can tell me what it's done wrong. And then if we can figure it out, it can come back. But I'm also, too, Georgie came home from the shops.
This is your wife,
said,
of course.
Yeah, and she's gone, what are you doing with that fern mirror? I said, nothing.
Oh, my God. Now, we're going to go to a song when we come back. I want to talk about something that I know a lot about, facial hair.
Okay, we'll do that.
By the way, we posted a photo of that on Twitter and our Instagram story for you to check out. Well, some sort of warning on it, I guess.
Vote on it. You should vote on
it. Merrick Watts is with us. More after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
With our good buddy Merrick Watts as well.
Now, Merrick, we're talking about trimming a fern, trimming a plant. No need for that with your top lip, is there?
No, absolutely.
What's going on
not
up there?
Oh, I'm one of those hairless cats. You know those revolting hairless cats you see? I'm the human version of one of those. I'm a 46-year-old man, and I've had to almost 46.
What's the issue?
I've resigned myself to the fact that I'm never going to, in my entire life, be able to grow a moustache or a beard or appear like a man.
So you've never done Movember or anything like that because it's just not happening.
November, not enough days in November for
No, I'd have to start in December for Movember. It's ridiculous. And I can't. And I've tried to grow one before and it just doesn't work. And I've got a few grey flecks in there now, so it looks patchy and a bit diseased. It looks like, like a dog that's licked itself too much in one spot downstairs but is actually on their face. I look like the downstairs of a dog.
I've still got Christopher Atkins' image in my head, so... Please don't spoil my day.
I'm changing it rapidly.
But why are you so concerned about this? Is it something you desperately want to achieve? Is it something that you know?
Mick, every boy wants to become a man.
I can grow a moustache in the 2 hours of this show. If I shaved at the start, I'd be hirsute by the end of it.
It's true.
Not my problem.
I'd kill to have one of your eyebrows just as a moustache. That'd be a bonus for me. But I just can't do it. No matter what I do, no matter how long I wait, I can't get a moustache. And it kills me because it's like I'll never know. And it's very popular now for blokes to have beards and moustaches.
It is, Merrick. But you know what they do now? Like the bloke from Maths, Mike, he had a tattoo on his head. So it looked like he always had a bit of a 2-day growth of hair on his head. So that's the tragic next step. You could.
That's tragic. I mean, my life is in the toilet, but it's not that bad. I mean,
you could do a little tat of some, bum fluff, surely.
Yeah, it's not unheard of.
In a perfect world, what type of moustache would you like to? Oh. Right, I'm going to throw a couple at you. Yeah.
Give me.
Were you Hitler? Or as I like to call it, the Charlie Chaplin. Is that just what about the evil villain, like the guy tying people to the train tracks? Yeah. It's got a big curly bottle.
Yeah, that's a Pablo Picasso.
The kind of waxy looking deal.
The David Niven, which is like the classy. Top half is shaved, but the bottom half is like a pencil moustache. Clark Gable. Made that famous. Those two went all right.
You know your moustaches, mate.
I like it a lot. Your mullet. It's your mullet, which is a good one.
It's a real lady killer.
Australian fast bowler.
Down that staircase.
Australian fast bowler.
Oh, yeah, that's
which is Lily. Not bad.
Yeah.
Yes, that's one thing.
Well, Lily, if you name the Moon Boonie. News, Lily, Boon, the Boonie. Would you go for the Boonie?
I'd go for any cricketer. Michael Clark's got a better moustache. Michael Clark's wife's got a better moustache than I have. I'd take anything at this point. But if I could, I think I'd go. It's one of those things that you do, you know, when you denied something for so long, it's like if you deny yourself drinking for a month and then you come back to it, you just go two bananas. I'd end up with a massive moustache. I'd look like one of those freaks that grow it up around into their sideburns.
They go into the mutton chops. The mutton chops that go into the moustache.
Yeah. See, that's my uncle. He used to have a moustache that was so thick, he would grow it out and then over to his sideburns and connect it with his sideburns. We were always extremely suspicious about my uncle. He wasn't married
and afraid.
And he had that moustache. I wouldn't want that, but I would take it in a clinch.
The Salvador Dali?
Yeah, that suits
the
me.
Circus strongman?
Oh, yeah.
You're just seriously obsessed. That's amazing.
I have studied this.
I've got a question close to my heart. Of course, there's always wine. Before you go, can you tip us into your favourite wine of the month, perhaps? Something you've tasted recently?
I'd go for a Seppeltsfield. Grenache. There you go.
Oh, there you go. Easy.
That sounds good, a bit casky to me.
What is that?
Good food wine.
Yeah, good. It's a good.
I think I'm going to make meatloaf tonight.
There you go.
Can you put orange juice in it?
What? I mean, in a Grenache?
I like a Mosset. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just asking. What about
Michael. Meatloaf or drinks?
I don't know. I remember a Moselle and orange. How good was that?
Yeah. You don't want to be putting orange in your Grenache, do you, Merrick?
No, unless you make
pardon me, you bunch of snobs. You wine snobs. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go get a bottle of Grenache and I'm going to half and half it. I'm going to half and half it to teach you both.
No, that's sacrilegious.
Nick, I'll meet you at the Whizzy Dizzy in an hour and we'll get stuck in it. We'll see how it goes.
Good on you, Merrick.
All right,
good on you, guys. Merrick White, Kennedy Malloy.
Drive home, that's all. Always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. She's read every mag, tweet, and blog, and spoken to every unnamed source, so you don't have to. Jane Kennedy's Entertainment Report.
We may have to expand that because you're just as on top of entertainment as I am.
Well, I have started to turn an eye to what's going on in the world.
I don't mind if
film,
you crash
TV, radio.
Can I start then?
Do you mind if I start?
Please go ahead.
I want to talk about, this is fantastic, Bieber's challenged Tom Cruise to a fight.
I don't understand.
And no one knows why. No one understands.
It's bizarre.
The singer challenged the Mission Impossible star to fight in the Octagon via Twitter. And though Bieber failed to tag Cruise's Twitter handle, he explained that he doesn't agree. If he doesn't agree to the brawl, he'll be seen as scared and will live it down. There's the tweet. It was sent out. I would love Tom Cruise and fighting Bieber. Now, I've got a list of people I want to fight.
There's a list of women you covet, and then there's a list of guys you want to be.
This goes back years, by the way.
And then there's a list of people that you want to fight.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've got it here somewhere. Yeah, no. All right. Bernard Tomic. He's on it. Justin Bieber.
Oh, he's on the list.
He's on it. Charles Saatchi.
Now, that was Nigella Lawson's Saatchi. Ex.
It's a long story. He's a big wig in the art world, and I don't like the way he rolls.
Right. At all.
And he, you know, there were certain behavioural issues that we didn't enjoy. Bruno Mars. I just can't. Bruno Mars.
That's unfair.
Okay. Bruno Mars is a little overvalued twerp.
No, he's
I'd love to give him the right royal.
You can't have no reason. He's a great performer.
Bruno Mars.
You're just jealous of him.
Never more disappointed than going to the Super Bowl and finding out the afternoon entertainment was Bruno Mars.
He's a good performer.
That make me happy.
He also appeared at the Logies that year.
I loved that.
I don't believe you can do a live performance at the Logies and be the halftime show at the Super Bowl in the same calendar year. You can't. You can't.
Settle down.
So he deserves a right royal right in the chin. Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson?
What did he ever do?
I don't know.
I thought you'd get on with Willie.
He's a legend.
I like Willie. I do like Willie, but there must have been an incident.
Might have been political.
No, I think he got a black Dan. I think he's tried to say somewhere he was like a sixth Dan.
And that's why you want to
black
fight
belt.
Him.
And I'm going, I reckon I could take
he's
Willie
He's well
Nelson.
Into his 80s, by the way, Willie Nelson.
Well, he won't see 90 if I run into him.
Willie Nelson.
Heston Blumenthal. But then I think I took him off once he gave me a booking at his restaurant.
Oh, well, that's pathetic.
Red Foo. Remember Red Foo?
Yes, I do. What's happened to Red Foo?
Right, I don't know. He got under my skin.
He got under my skin.
Oh, there you go.
He had two hit songs.
And what was he doing out here?
He was a judge on X Factor. Yeah, one of those shows. And then Poof. Yeah. Never seen again.
Justin Trudeau.
That's unfair. No, oh, again.
He's too good looking.
See,
in
you
there.
Don't like good looking, smart, attractive.
Hang on, I've gone Willie Nelson.
Successful man.
Justin Trudeau. No, because he's just, everything he does is to get a root. I mean, you have a look at the way he operates.
Rubbish. Well, so what?
Operating procedure.
Everything you do is to get a root. Okay. So what's the difference?
Yeah, it's not quite as sophisticated. So anyway, look, here we go. There's a fair chance this could happen, and Conor McGregor's trying to organise it.
What? Where's Conor he got McGregor? Involved?
Oh, he's got involved because he read it. He said, I'll promote that. He said, my company will promote between Tom Cruise and Justin. It'll be like one of the, remember the dwarf wrestling?
Sure.
That's what it'll be like.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. Tom Cruise is not going to get involved himself in this.
Do you know who I'd fight? I wouldn't mind fighting Matt Preston in the ring, like a celebrity bout.
Let's do it.
Me and Matt
Let's
Preston.
Make it happen.
Or we could be on the same side.
And then who would you
take on tag team?
Yeah.
A couple of others. I mean, just imagine me and Matt Preston in wrestling trunks.
Why do you? Jeez.
And
no,
cravats.
I don't want to.
Wrestling trunks and cravats.
And that's all.
Let's do it.
And those
Let's organise a celebrity
and
fight.
Booties.
All right, what have you got?
What have I got? Okay. They're chasing.
Booties.
They're chasing Karl Stefanovic. He's
what?
In secret negotiations, yes. As predicted on this show. Mm. To return to the day Today Show.
Oh, way to check, please.
Apparently Nine are planning a massive overhaul, and I'm betting...
Are they?
I'm betting it will be announced Logie's night.
Oh, you'll be there.
Isn't that the night to do it?
Oh, you're gone
Wouldn't you do that?
Really?
Yes, he'll be
he
up.
Strolls yep. out.
Who's out.
Who's doing it?
Oh, well, no
the
one
Logies.
Hosts. Oh, Channel 9.
Channel 9, yeah.
So you'd get Channel him to host it?
No, he won't host it. Why it'll not? Come out. They'll leak it. During the day,
because you make
Sunday.
Him host the Logies. He's sitting around doing nothing on about $20 million.
He'd be a great host.
He's sitting at home.
He would be a great host. Yeah.
He'd be a great host, though. You bring him out, so I'm your host. And by the way, if you want to see me, I'll be
back.
Hosting today.
Yeah.
Then he can get drunk and host it the next morning
That's
from
it.
The Logies.
It's a win-win,
like he used to.
In his bathrobe,
Carl. Listening?
Okay.
Done.
Question
done
to you.
Deal. Yes.
You, because you'll know the answer to this. If you go, if he goes back, do the others have to go? Is there bad blood between the current hosts? What are their
I
names?
I don't believe this. Oh,
names?
Don't you do that again. You are going to run into both
there?
Those girls, Georgie and Deborah.
We'll pop them on my table. They're good fun. Do
no,
it.
You don't mean that because, no, you...
No, please, do it.
All right, we will.
Oh, no, don't get mad.
Do it. No. Yeah, it's a great idea.
I think it is a great idea.
Stevie Jacobs.
Stevie Jacobs. And we'll bring the eagle. Have you got him being attacked by the bird?
Big black Australop cockerel. One of 500 birds.
That's it. There's your gold Logie. I give you gold Logie performance.
Yes.
That's what you're
unreal.
After.
All right. Hey, listen, why don't we we'll take a break.
Yeah,
we've got more to drop. Will he come back? What's your
yes,
good,
he
you're
will.
Good at this stuff.
Yeah, no, I believe
I mean,
he will.
I mean, they have to do something. But can he coexist with the... Can they do? I mean, all jokes aside.
No, you know what?
Okay. Can he coexist?
We miss him. We miss him. He should be on our screens.
He should be on our screens. Now, could he work with the current crew? Genuine question.
Yes, of course he could.
But won't they get their noses out of joint?
No.
Have you had the top job?
No, they won't.
She just bumps them aside.
You know what? Women,
comes back.
Women don't worry about titles and things like that.
Right.
Women get on with things. It's men who...
They build a bridge.
Yeah.
Not according to the OAM list today from...
Oh,
from
this ridiculous, stupid old Queen's birthday.
All right, hey, when we come back,
am I going to get my Queen's birthday honour?
You don't deserve it.
Companion of Australia.
No, nothing.
All right.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Last week, when I was doing my segment called I Call Bullshit.
That's it. That's what we're doing now.
Yeah. You had a go at me about the opener.
Well, the opener's one line.
I
call bullshit.
Yeah.
Well done. Stay up late that night, did you?
Well, let's just reminisce and hear what you had to say.
Do you have an opener for this? Have you ever gone to the trouble of producing
Yes,
something?
We do.
We spent a lot of time working on this.
Exactly. This is from Lee Simon himself.
Oh, yeah.
The
great father of the house.
Hours of work were put into...
Are you ready?
I call bullshit.
There it is.
I think we can do better.
That's the opener.
Can you...
All right.
For next week, can you... Bit of razzmatazz.
I think
so. Bit of old school showbiz. Get in a band or something.
Trust me, it will happen. So trust me.
Oh, hello.
I'm back.
Here we go.
I'm back and...
you got something?
I think it's time for this.
Lots of affairs and scandals, which royals are in a rift. I've gone through the trash mags, it's time to call bullshit.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Maybe we've gone too far. Can you split the difference? Well,
that's
that was
a bit
very
of
good. Who was that? Was that Dentist Jane?
That was might have been.
Don't play it again.
Gossip affairs and scandals, which royals are in a rift. I've gone through the trash mags. It's time to call bullshit.
Trash with the Quincy Jones Orchestra. What have you done? When did you do that, by the way?
Just don't be surprised. Well, don't, you don't have to know what I'm up to every minute of the day.
Did you come in early today or something?
Yeah, never you mind your pretty little
gossip affairs and scandals, which royals are.
It sounds like one of the chipmunks. Is it at the right speed? Are you playing it at the right speed? Or are you? What are you doing?
It's snappy.
Didn't trust yourself to really fill it out?
Do you really have to go me every time I try and do something for
the
show?
No, it was a good job.
Yeah, well done.
Hey, what do you find
okay.
in the
next? Dr. Chris and Delta, love scandal explodes.
Oh, wow.
I call bullshit.
Are they seeing each other?
Well.
Dr. Chris.
I don't
Chris
know if that's possible. Because that was from New Idea.
Yes.
Because in Woman's Day, Delta and Guy, Aussie lovebirds, finally reveal all.
I call bullshit.
But is that possible? Because Dr. Chris and Delta, love scandal explodes.
Who's that?
Bullshit.
Dr. Chris Brown and geez. Delta. But is that possible? Because on the front page of Woman's Day, Dr. Chris engaged. Most romantic proposal ever to another girl. Completely.
I call bullshit.
Okay, now he pops up a lot on the cover of these mags.
Because he's
good
looking.
Is he?
That's why you put him on the cover, because he's a good looking
man.
No, but
there's traction with the women's mags crowd, clearly, who are, what are you, your middle aged to late?
Ooh, like, careful.
Post.
Careful. Don't say post.
Post. You know what
women,
I mean?
Women, posts. Don't, women don't like hear anything post with a hyphen. After it.
So okay. he's a bit of like a jailbait for that crew, for
he
that
is.
Crowd.
Yeah.
They go, oh, we like that young Chris Brown. He yeah. seems like a nice chap.
He does.
So what is he? Is it?
So
can we confirm it? Can someone get in touch with Chris Brown,
don't
please,
need to
and
confirm
find
it.
Out which of those covers is true?
We don't need to. It's his business. And if he's seeing a lovely girl.
Who's the picture of him there with?
That's with Liv Fyland, who is a friend of
you
his.
You don't like him. You don't like her, do you?
I do like her a lot. Oh, yeah.
You would cut her lunch
I
quicker than.
I would not. Don't. Honestly. Look who you're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You've made Christopher Atkins terrified of me.
Yeah. I'd maybe break out the Botox before you say Chris Brown. Next, if
how
you really want to have a crack.
How dare you.
Happy birthday. Okay, anything else from the women's mags?
Yes, there is. Someone's in big trouble at home, and I love
it. Oh, I love this.
Okay, this is in New Weekly. Elsa's fury over Chris's piss-up.
What?
I call bullshit.
What?
Yeah, Hemsworth's gone out on the town in London.
Yep.
He went out partying hard, an insider says.
And?
The next day he had a ton of press to do and he absolutely stank of alcohol and had looked like the hangover of his life.
Wow.
As if that wasn't punishment enough when Chris spoke to Elsa, who was at home in Byron Bay looking after their three children. She gave him an earful. She went ballistic, calling him childish and silly. Elsa's holding down the fort at home and Chris is supposedly out working.
Okay, so for that story to be true, clearly there's someone had to be in the room with Elsa when she did that.
Yeah. Correct.
Right?
Correct.
Because it's a first-hand account of
someone's
what
in
she,
the kitchen with her.
And she's on the phone, so you couldn't have heard it down the other end.
So they must have tapped the phone, which is illegal.
Hey,
because
she's a bit of a ball breaker, isn't she? Is that what
yeah,
you,
she is
you
a Spanish ball breaker.
Right.
Oh, did I say that out loud?
Bullshit.
I just think she's feisty.
Right.
And she's, you know.
All right, well, so he's in the tin.
He's in the tin.
I like that. What else?
Okay, one more. Some royal news.
Sure. Yeah,
I love royal news.
Fergie and Andrew set the wedding date.
I call bullshit.
Oh,
sadly, I don't call bullshit. I think
you
they're
think this
really,
is happening?
I think the most excruciating thing, you know what it's going to be like? We're going to see pictures of them like married and in a hot tub, a bit like Greg Norman and Chrissy.
You know what I think is going to be worse?
What?
We're going to see pictures of her daughters with really stupid hats. That's all I remember from any of their weddings. Yeah. All right.
Correct.
That'll do. Well done, Jane.
Thank
that was
you.
Very comprehensive.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong? This is Kennedy Malloy.
Kennedy Malloy's Sports Wrap.
What a weekend of sport. It was all happening. A lot of Australians on the big stage.
It was huge.
What did you make of Ash Barty? It was incredible.
I just think it is the biggest deal of all time.
Yeah, so good.
And it is the French Open, for goodness sakes. It's
unbelievable.
Has not been won by an Australian woman for, you know.
We've got a little recap of Ash Barty's
excellent.
Performance.
It's been amazing. I've been learning every single day about clay court tennis. I've been enjoying it. I've been loving it.
She's done it. Ashley Barty wins her maiden Grand Slam singles title.
That's incredible. I played the perfect match today. I'm so proud of myself and my team, but it's just been a crazy 2 weeks.
Isn't it fantastic too? I mean, because we normally get distracted and disappointed in that other mob, Hinia Kyrgios and Tomics, who basically are a bit of an embarrassment to this country.
It's embarrassing.
They're clowns on the world stage. It reflects poorly on this country. Hernanda Sia, like a top chick, a 23-year-old girl, a woman, Ashley
so
Barty,
young.
Come through and take the chockies in the French Open. It was fun to watch.
Yeah, and well done to you. Congratulations, Ash. And there's a beautiful photo, too, of her hugging Rod Laver.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. And one as a kid, which is pretty cool.
Adorable.
Amazing. All right. Now, we didn't always have – we didn't have success.
It wasn't totally
across
good
the weekend,
news.
Did we? And the Matildas was hard to watch.
And so the decider came in the 91st minute.
Yeah, excruciating.
It was disappointing when Italy squared it up.
Yeah, it was.
And you were sitting there going, well, we got this, we got this. It was against run of play. They squared it up. And then a heartbreaker.
Oh, like 5-10 seconds to
10
spare.
Seconds. The keeper will be feeling a bit
tender.
Like tender today. Yeah.
Can I just say the Italian girls?
They were great. They were really good.
I know. They were good looking.
Can you say it?
They were hot.
I was saying
they were hot. Sorry, was their goalkeeper.
I was saying it privately.
Well, I was saying
I wasn't going to say it on air because I didn't want to get in trouble. But they are.
They're really. Can I just say one thing about them, though? All right. Oh, boo-hoo, I've fallen over. Lots of that. Lots of dramatic carry-on.
I don't mind it. I think it's fine
get up.
In this instance.
You're all right. Come on.
So well done. Yes. What's happening in the cricket, Jane? I'm still not watching it.
Well, unfortunately, India beat Australia. And it was another close call.
A lot of runs too, didn't they?
It was about 370 or something.
Yeah. India played really well. Yeah. So it wasn't. So Ash Barty saved the day.
Well done, Ash Barty. Yeah. No, but
that's salute
enough,
you. You're an unreal. Oh, sorry. Dylan Alcott also won.
Oh, yes.
We
well
must congratulate
Correct.
Him as well for his win, which is amazing on the stage. World stage. Good on you, Dylan.
I love this song.
Yeah, you bet. And we're going to boot this one home right after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, now, guys, I'm going to home tonight to watch.
What are you going to watch tonight?
Well, episode 4, season 2 of Game of Thrones. Nesta, don't.
I thought after the Queen's birthday long weekend, we put this to bed. There's so many other shows to be watching.
No, I'm up to it. So exciting.
My God, father.
Well, it's actually episode 5 I'm going to watch. I watched 4 last night.
Of series 2.
Of series 2.
What
happens? Got to be weird.
Really?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, remember Melisandre? Do you know her?
Sure.
Yes, I do. The lady in red.
She's in late stage pregnancy and gave birth to a horrific shadowy figure. I've been to a birth and it's horrific enough. Yeah, but it's like a big puff of smoke. Wooshka, it came out. What's that about?
Well, you tell me.
Well, what happens there?
Well, you're watching the bloody
episode.
Do they
name it? What are they going to do?
I haven't seen it.
Hey, meanwhile, the dwarf's up to no good. So the dwarf...
Tyrion.
The dwarf went to the hookers and then sent a couple to Joffrey. Which was great.
As is his wont.
And Joffrey made them beat each other up. You've seen a hooker fight? This is good stuff.
I beg your pardon.
I mean, this is...
Funnily enough, no. Mm. I haven't seen a hooker fight, except...
Well, this is one of the best ones. Right.
I've seen it. I know what happens, and it's not enjoyable.
They found out Arya is a chick.
What?
A little chick.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I knew that.
Okay.
But, you know, she's been nosing around as a young boy. Because you're aware, aren't you? There's seven kingdoms. There's seven kingdoms, right. And the idea...
Oh, really?
Well,
really?
The idea is to get on the Iron Throne.
Okay, that's the end goal.
And Joffrey's on it.
Right.
But anyway, well, it's all very good. Now,
if
I see you tonight and you know what happens in episode 5.
I know what happens in episode 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Please do not tell me.
I know.
I've seen
the whole series, you idiot. God, tomorrow.
It's going to be good. I'm going straight home to watch it.
We'll have Denise Scott in here and she'll help me out. I need to look to her to advice.
All right.
How to handle you.
Done. Missed any of the show.
She was good on everyone paying attention last night.
She was.
Real good.
Good show.
Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.